vreau să facem filmul, am aparat fără niște ideologii, sunt șugălăm.
There are only two stages of chanting the Hare Krishna, Namaparat and Shuddha Nama.
My question is, it's so rare that it looks like sometimes the holy name is so sweet, but it's out of our control. It's because of Shuddha Nama, some semblance, because it's so rare that it's like given from Krishna. You know.
What's exactly the question? I know all what everything means, but what's your question?
How it happens this? The sweetness of holy name is coming out because of Shuddha Nama.
The main thing is when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're basically associating with a person. And this person is a very special person because he knows everything we're thinking and thought. And everything we're planning and planned, and everything we're doing and done. You can't fool Krishna. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Krishna any time. So sometimes, because he's a person, you know, your wife's a person. When she wants to give you happiness, she can turn on happiness. She wants to give you distress, she'll give you distress, because he's a person. So when Krishna wants to give you a taste and all that, he gives it from him, he gives you a taste. But if he's not pleased with you for some reason or other, then he withdraws the taste. He who gives also takes back. So the whole experience of having a taste in bhakti and any kind of bhakti, non bhajan, in study, in puja, in prakriya, in seva, anything, is all personal reciprocation for Krishna. Because ruchi means that you're tasting the bliss of Anand. You're tasting some of the Ananda of Krishna himself. That's the gift of Krishna. So until you come to Bhav, you don't have the eligibility to have a constant taste of bliss. So bliss will be given and taken. It's like sometimes the clouds are covering the sunshine, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes the bright sun is on your face, sometimes it's cold in the winter, but the sunshine, you feel hot. If a cloud comes in front of the sun, it gets cold. It gets really cold. So the holy name is sometimes shining on you, but some offense here or there, for some reason or other, then the cloud comes and the holy name doesn't shine on you. Because it's all personal. So it's not that we're making it happen. He's making it happen. His name is him. He is his holy name. What's that verse? Nama.
Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta
Abhinna Nama Nama. No. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nava Vedgra Mindra Seva Vedgra.
Abhinna Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta
Abhinna Chau Nama Nama Nama. There's no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. So always remember that you're dealing with a person. But he's happy, he gives you a taste of joy. Because he's made of joy. It says, Rasa loved Anandi. You attain Anand when you eligible taste Ras. Ras brings Anand. So Nam Ras brings bliss. There's a verse from Taittiriya Upanishad. It says, Rasa loved Anandi. When you taste Ras, you achieve. Love means you attain, love to acquire, like Lova, love to, now you attain bliss. But before that, there's no bliss. So Ras is an experience of Bhava, as Bhava. But Krishna gives a little bit, even at the beginning stage. It's called Rasa Bhas. Semblance, a touch of Ras. Otherwise, how we keep chanting? Every chanter of the holy name has his or her own individual smriti, experience of the holy name. Relief, happiness, joy, peace, relaxation, comfort, all kinds of different emotions and experience. Inspiration, hope, all kinds of things come when you associate with Krishna. Whatever you need, thank you. Thank you very much. Whatever you need, the name will give you. That's why it's called Chintamani. Because where are all our needs found? Where are all our needs found? In the mind. Our mind, we think we need this, we need that. It's all thinking. We don't need nothing. Just need Nam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said a very interesting thing. He said there's only two real things in the material world. What are they? Jivatma and Nam. Nam is God, and Jivatma is living being. Everything else is expansion from there. Jivatma and Holy Bhagavan Nam and Jivatma, the only two realities. It's okay, let her do it. Her devotional service is developing. Guru Seva, it's very good. Thank you. So, under 8 and over 80, there's no rules. Just in the Vedas. Under 8 years old, over 80, no rules. If a man or woman get across the 80, they don't have to follow anything anymore. They're already dead. They're as good as dead. Over 8. Children go to Ekadasi until they're 8 years old. For 8 after 8 years old, they should observe Ekadasi.